Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening to the podcast. This Pastor Edu come your way this morning with the word of God. God has been so gracious to us and his mercies endure forever. I'm so excited to come your way this morning with the word of God. If you have a Bible, turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse number 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse number 15. I read from the King James Version of the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse number 15 from the King James. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. I like the way the NET Bible render 2 Timothy 2 verse number 15. From the NET Bible. Make every effort to present yourself before God as a proven worker who does not need to be ashamed, teaching the message of truth accurately. Hallelujah. From the NET Bible, 2 Timothy 2 verse number 15. Make every effort to present yourself before God as a proven worker who does not need to be ashamed, teaching the message of truth accurately. Hallelujah. I've subtitled today's sermon as Be Approved by God. Be approved by God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. The word approved from the Greek is dokaimos, meaning acceptable or presentable. Dokaimos means acceptable or presentable. Hallelujah. So study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word truth. Hallelujah. Paul wrote this letter to a young preacher in a church at Ephesus. In fact, he commended Timothy for serving faithfully despite hardship, and also taught Timothy how to deal with false teachers. So that this letter was written specifically to a young preacher known as Timothy, who was pastoring a church in Ephesus. In the letter, Paul commended Timothy for serving faithfully, regardless to the hardship at that time. He also taught Timothy how to deal with false teachers or false prophets. Hallelujah. And finally, Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Now, how to show thyself approved of God? How can we show ourselves as approved of God? One way to show ourselves approved of God is not to strive about words. We should not strive about trivial issues. We should not debate on issues that is non-profitable. We shouldn't debate on issues that does not bring edification to the church. Hallelujah. So one of the ways to show ourselves approved of God is not to strive about words. Hallelujah. Let's turn the Bible to 2 Timothy 2 verse 14. 2 Timothy 2 verse number 14. From the King James. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Hallelujah. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 2, verse number 14, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to not profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Hallelujah. Sometimes I become so disheartened when instead of preaching the word of God in our congregations, we're rather tackling issues which to me is insignificant. Hallelujah. instead of tackling the word of God, preaching the word of God, preaching Christ to save souls, we are rather striving about words. So Paul told Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2:14, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to not profit, but to the subverting of hearers. Hallelujah. One way to show ourselves approved of God is not to strive about words, but to preach the word of God. We should preach about Christ to the lost souls. Hallelujah. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is to shun profane babblings. We should shun profane babblings. 2 Timothy 2:16 from the King James. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Hallelujah. We should shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Hallelujah. So when you get the congregation and there's a heavy dispute, whether to take the Lord's Supper first before the sermon, or you take the sermon first before the Lord's Supper, or you take the giving first or the offering first before the Lord's Supper, or the Lord's Supper first before the giving, this is what you call profane babblings. Not to strive about words, you should focus on preaching Christ. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Whenever we focus on profane and vain babblings, the resultant effect is that it will increase into more ungodliness. Hallelujah. One of the ways to show ourselves approved of God is to depart from sin. Whenever we depart from sin, it's the surest way for showing ourselves approved of God. Hallelujah. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy 2:19. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Hallelujah. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Hallelujah. Which depart from sin as the surest way to show ourselves approved of God. Hallelujah. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is to flee from lust. We should flee from lust. Paul used the word youthful lust, referring to Timothy, because Timothy was a youth. We should flee from lust. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the name of the Lord out of pure heart. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. We should flee from lust. Any form of lust, we should flee. It's the surest way to show ourselves approved of God. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is not to strive. We shouldn't strive among ourselves. 2 Timothy 2:24. 2 Timothy 2:24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. Hallelujah. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and be patient. Hallelujah. So we shouldn't strive. There's a lot of acrimony in the church, among the lost church. When we are fighting among yourselves in the church, when you strive among yourselves in a church, then you can't tell me that the devil is in hell. The devil is within the church. That is why we are striving. That is why we are fighting among ourselves. May the spirit of strife and acrimony be exhumed from the church in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. One of the ways to show ourselves approved of God is not to strive. 2 Timothy 2 verse number 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. Hallelujah. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is to preach the word. We should preach the word. Paul taxed Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Paul taxed Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. This was the task Paul gave to Timothy, the long preacher, the young preacher. 2 Timothy 4 verse number 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. How to show thyself approved of God. Let's go through them one more time. One, we should not strive about words. If we want to show ourselves approved of God, we shouldn't strive about words. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to subverting of the hearers. Hallelujah. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is to shun profane babblings. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Hallelujah. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is to depart from sin. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Another way to show ourselves approved of God is to flee from lust. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Hallelujah. And that way to show ourselves approved of God, we should not strive. 2 Timothy 2 verse 24. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. Hallelujah. And how to show ourselves approved of God, the last one is preach the word. Paul taxed Timothy to preach the word. 2 Timothy 4, verse number 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to our foundation text. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul taxed Timothy to preach, to show himself approved of God, as a workman that needed not to be ashamed. So it means that as a workman, or as a person, or as a proven worker, we can be ashamed. Let's see what makes us ashamed as a proven worker of God. Hallelujah. Whenever we turn from the truth, whenever we turn from the truth, it makes you and I ashamed. There's one thing that the church is not noticing. When you talk of truth, a truth is not exclusively to the unbelief, those who claim that they believe in Christ Jesus also need to hear the truth. Hallelujah. So the truth, whenever we turn from the truth, it makes us ashamed as a workman. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 4 from the King James. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 4 from the King James. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Most of the members of the Lord's church have turned away from the truth, and they've turned unto fables. Hallelujah. They've turned away from the truth. They are not following the truth. They have no love for each other. They gossip, they fight, they steal, they fornicate, they commit adultery. This makes us turn away from the truth and always bring shame to us. Hallelujah. Another thing that makes us ashamed is love for the world. Whenever we follow worldly pleasures, whenever we treasure worldly things, it makes us ashamed as a workman of God. 2 Timothy 4, verse number 10. Paul made reference to a disciple, a follower of Christ, known as Damas. What made Damas forsake the word of God? It's because of the love for the world. 2 Timothy 4, verse number 10, for the King James. For Damas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Caesareans to Galata, Titus unto Demetria. So Damas, the love of the world, made him forsake the word of the Lord, and this brought shame unto Damas. What makes us ashamed is loss of authority. Whenever we lose authority, whenever we are scraped off of our position, it makes you and I ashamed. Hallelujah. So we just going to give a parable in Luke 16, verse 3. In Luke 16, verse 3. The parable of the steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg, I'm ashamed. Hallelujah. So whenever we are taking our position is taken away from us, it brings shame unto us. Amen. Now, one thing that also brings about shame or makes us ashamed is neglect by brethren. Whenever we are neglected by our brethren, whenever the church neglects us, we feel really ashamed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 14. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, know that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Hallelujah. The word man there is gender neutral for both male and female. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, know that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. What make one ashamed? Whenever we turn from the truth. 2 Timothy 4, verse number 4. What make one ashamed? Whenever we love the world instead of the word. What make one ashamed? Whenever we lose our authority. What make one ashamed? Whenever we are neglected by the brethren. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the foundation text as a way of concluding remarks. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. We must strive to do things approved of God in our Christian lives, and avoid anything that will bring shame unto us. Hallelujah. This podcast can be heard on the following media platforms: Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, Spotify for those with Spotify in their country or region. And remember to subscribe to my podcast. May God help you and bless you, and may the peace of God with you. This is Pastor Edo coming with this morning. Amen.